'cause if you love to party.
So who's going out for Friday night fish tonight? Can we come along? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March 7th. We are going to celebrate Wisconsin's fish fry tradition on this first Friday of Lent, when the popular Friday night fish outing is more popular than ever. What makes a great fish fry? What places in the state have it down pat? What makes this tradition special to you? And please tell me where to go for a great Friday night fish fry and toot the horn for your favorite place. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, our guest knows his fish fries. He even made a documentary about them a couple of years ago. And Ron Fayola is the producer and director of the film Fish Fry Night Milwaukee. He's also the author of the book and the producer of the documentary Wisconsin Supper Clubs and Old Fashioned Experience. Good morning, Ron. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Joy. It's good to be here.
So I don't know if you're going out for fish tonight, but if you were, where would you go?
Well, I live in the Milwaukee area, and there's a lot of great places to go to, but one of my favorites is Wagner's St. Martin's Inn in Franklin.
And why is that a good place?
Dennis makes a really nice cod fish fry, and it's beer battered, but it's not greasy, and people line up, and they'll wait 2 hours to get in there, and it's worth it.
So it's because it's really tasty beer-battered cod, and that's it?
Well, the atmosphere has got kind of a unique car racing theme in there, and it's just a great little place, really friendly staff, and his wife seats people, and it's Dennis's working hard back in the small kitchen there, and all they do is fish fry on Friday. There's nothing else.
Yeah, and of course, a great fish fry has other things besides the fish, though the fish, you know, is the most important, obviously.
Right.
But then, you know, is there sort of the traditional sides, or can that vary from place to place?
My favorite thing is potato pancakes, and he does that, and with applesauce, and you know, coleslaw, and some rye bread, and those are traditional. But a lot of times you go to places and all they have is just French fries with fish, or the offer baked potato, and there's places that have baked beans instead of potato. So it depends on where you are in the state and what, you know, what each place is doing.
Wow, I like that idea. Potato pancake with applesauce. Now, I will talk about many other places. I know that you've been to many, especially in the Milwaukee area. But let's talk a little bit about how did this tradition begin in Wisconsin? Why is Friday night fish such a big deal?
Well, you know, it was a way to get people and families basically into taverns. Perch was abundant and cheap back in the day. We no longer get our perch from Lake Michigan anymore, but it was a way to celebrate the end of the working week. It was an inexpensive night out for everybody, and you got to see your friends and family and just enjoy the start of the weekend.
Yeah, that's and I also heard that it was around Prohibition. It was a way to get people to come to the taverns even though they couldn't drink, or at least not legally.
You're right, yeah.
And what about, though, the Roman Catholic communities that are supposed to abstain from meat on Fridays?
Right, and that was, even though the ban on eating meat was lifted in 1966, people still go, you know, Catholics still go for the fish fry on Fridays. And there's a lot of church fish fries that happen during Lent, and become very popular. I used to do it when I was a kid, and I've done it. I featured the place I went to in grade school in my movie, actually, St. Alphonsus. And again, it's a community gets together that people volunteer to work, and the money goes towards the school, and people get to have a nice fish fry.
Yeah. Now, I read that the modern day fish fry tradition exists in other states. But the writer of this piece said, arguably, it's the most popular, the tradition is the strongest in Wisconsin. Do you have any sense as to whether Wisconsin is number one when it comes to fish fries?
Yeah, we are. The way that we do it, I believe, there's kind of the British fish and chips kind of thing that some other places in other states kind of do, but maybe the outside of England, Wisconsin in the United States, really has that fish fry. Louisiana, there's a Louis Jordan song, the Saturday Night Fish Fry. So places where you get a lot of fish, there'll probably be more fish fries.
But they do it, the song says Saturday night, so it's not.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. And then, of course, we also have it on Wednesdays. And I'm not sure if that's because of Ash Wednesday, but I know one of my producer directors went out for fish on Ash Wednesday. And there was a feature on one of the Milwaukee TV stations about Serb Hall in Milwaukee, frying up a storm on Ash Wednesday, too.
Yeah, pretty much during Lent or even winter hour, winter time leading up to Lent and into Easter, pretty much everybody does a Wednesday fish fry for whatever reason. So it's not just one night a week, and people who don't make it on Friday, they can get their fish fry on Wednesdays. Some places, they'll do fish fry 7 days a week, but it's more special to me if you have it that one Friday and during Lent Wednesday, of course, why not?
Yeah. So, what do you think a place has to offer to make it on the list of the best fish fry places in the state?
Well, offering their perch should be real. Canadian lake perch. Comes from the Canadian side of Lake Erie, and you can tell the difference in the meatiness of the fish, the flavor, and it holds up better to frying. And then offering, either a nice cod or haddock, walleye. Those are some of the most popular things on the menu for fish fry, and then maybe some baked fish, or I love baked whitefish, actually. But if you're going out, then you really, you got to have that fried fish, and breaded, a good breading or a good beer batter. Those are the things to offer, and then great atmosphere, good service.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of whitefish, is that popular, I guess, along Lake Michigan, but also Lake Superior?
Yes. Whitefish we're still catching it in Lake Michigan. I was, in fact, on a commercial fishing boat in the Bay of Green Bay, and their catch was whitefish. And amazingly enough, most of their catch goes out to Brooklyn. a lot of places do have it fish and then serve it here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But,
and that is locally caught. I didn't know that the lake perch was not coming from Lake Michigan. It's just overfished or something?
Between overfishing and the zebra mussels killing off the food that the perch would feed on, they've pretty much disappeared. There's one small pocket of perch in the near Green Bay itself that is protected, and only one fishery can go and fish in that area. And otherwise, you wouldn't see any other perch anywhere else.
Well, that's too bad. Well, we are going to continue celebrating the Friday night fish fry. And, you know, if you like baked fish, that's okay, too. I actually sometimes prefer baked because of I like the taste, and I also like it's a little healthier if you don't drown it in butter, I suppose. But what is your where's your favorite place to go for Friday night fish? How about that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And by the way, I have provided links to all sorts of different resources, including Ron Fayola's documentary page for his film Fish Fry Night Milwaukee, and a number of other lists from different places on best fish fries in various regions. But we want to know, where do you think is the best place to go for Friday night fish? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett, hopping over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey, once a bob.
This is a fish fry edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with filmmaker and author Ron Fayola. We're talking about the Wisconsin fish fry tradition. What makes it such a special experience in Wisconsin? And wondering, where do you go for Friday night fish and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, no surprise to me. Our lines are full. Let's go to Bill in Brookfield first. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Joy. I thought I'd let your guests and others know that there's a new fish fry place in southeastern Wisconsin. The Rushing Waters Trout Farm out in Palmyra has a very good working farm out there, a fish farm, and they raise trout. And so they built a place called the Trout House, which is a very nice restaurant there. They offer a fish fry, and they fry trout. They have beer, batter, fried rainbow trout, and you can guess that it's very fresh. They also offer things like hash browns and cabbage slaw. But it's a new place. They've been in operation for several months, so they know what they're doing, and it's really a great place to go to.
Does that ever sound good? And you say this is in Palmyra?
That's right. The Rushing Waters Fish Farm, or Trout Farm, sells at a lot of the farmers markets in the Milwaukee area, so we came to know them through that. And then when we found out they had this trout house they started, that was an automatic, kind of a no-brainer to get out there and try it.
Well, sounds good to me. What about you, Ron?
Yeah, you know, I've actually had their trout at the Old Fashioned in Madison. They were featuring the Rushing Waters rainbow trout there, and I think I've now had it at a couple supper clubs there. So they're really getting their fresh trout out and around the state.
Yeah, nothing says it has to be perch or cod or haddock. Why not trout? Hey, what about smelt? Is that available now or not?
You know, yeah, that's it's seasonal and not as abundant as it used to be. But here in the Milwaukee area, guys will go out and fish off the pier and then come up to the local grocery stores and drop off what they caught. And then they'd say, here, you know, fresh smelt, you know, take it home and fry it up. Or the bars would fry it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's the proper Wisconsin pronunciation is schmelt, but I guess I said smelt. my dad used to make that on Friday nights in our house. I loved it. He was one of his specialties just during that season, though.
Right.
Let's go next to Dan in Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I have to say that it's Uncle Rhino's for one reason, because it's easy for me to walk to since I don't have a car anymore. But it's the atmosphere for one thing. They do a nice buffet. They have two types of fish. They got the regular, either baked or fried perch, and they have a Cajun style. And it's just the atmosphere, I think, of the place makes a good fish fry.
I think so, too. How packed does Uncle Rhino's get, Dan?
They get quite packed on a Friday night. And a lot of times, too, in the summertime, they have a deck outside on their covered deck where a lot of people can eat. And they're on in the wintertime, they're on a snowmobile trail. And in the summertime, they're on the ATV trail.
Well, year round. Sounds good, Dan. Thanks very much. So that's Uncle Rhino's in Drummond, Wisconsin. Something about a place where everybody knows your name, Ron?
Yeah, you know, that's the appeal is you get to see your friends and people from the community that on a regular basis, maybe once a week, but it's a gathering place and you're having some great food. You're all eating the same thing, basically. So you're all enjoying the same food, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that buffet style on Friday night common, or is that I'm thinking most places I go to just serve you the plate of fish, not necessarily in a buffet.
Right. Yeah. I see a few that do that. There's, you know, but I think buffets tend to, you know, dry things out a little bit, and mm-hmm. You're better off getting that just cooked for you piece of fish and, you know, the potato, you know, pancake or whatever you're having, you know. That's the better way. Or if they serve it family style and you can pass the bowls around, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Brian on Facebook says, Immaculate Heart of Mary School in Monona. It's great. Not every Friday. It's run as a school fundraiser, but all you can eat, something like three kinds of fish, and they serve hundreds of people. Super good. So that's right. They're, that's not a church, but it's a school, actually, a Catholic school where they're...
Right.
That sounds good. Thanks very much, Brian, for that. Let's go to Susan in Kaukauna next. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Joy. I'm actually calling for a recommendation. My husband and I are en route from the Valley to Prairie du Chien, where we're meeting some friends for the weekend. So I was just wondering if your guest had a recommendation for us.
Oh, I don't know if you do or not, Ron. Have you been over to the Prairie du Chien area?
Quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's Rockies is north of Prairie du Chien in Stoddard, but also in Prairie du Chien itself, there's Jones's Black Angus, and they have a lot of steaks, but they do a big Friday night fish fry there, as well as Rockies. If you're coming down from the north or something, Rockies is a small little place in the middle of Stoddard, which if you blinked, you'd miss it if you're driving through, but... those are a couple of really nice places to go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. Happy travels to you. Yeah, that's good. You know, I'm also headed after work, after I'm off the air today, I'm going to be going up to Ashland, Wisconsin. I'm going to try to see those ice caves up along the Apostle Island seashore. Probably not today for the actually seeing the caves, but early tomorrow morning. So I so happen to be free for Friday night in Ashland. Any ideas for me, Ron?
Absolutely.
Good.
In Washburn, right across from Ashland, is the Steak Pit, which does a very nice fish fry. The big place, it overlooks the bay there of, you know, Ashland's across the way. And real nice place, family run, and great onion rings, and even have a fountain inside the restaurant, and some unique artwork on the walls that was cut out of steel, and the guy made fish and all sorts of stuff. So the Steak Pit.
All right, though, the Steak Pit in Washburn. So it sounds like a lot of steak places want to offer that fish on Friday, huh?
Well, you know, and even in my movie, there I feature a butcher shop that the guy said on Fridays his business went down until he installed some fryers and started making fish fry to go.
Oh.
So
interesting, yeah. And Linda on Facebook has a recommendation for me or anybody who's in the Bayfield area, not too far from Ashland and Washburn. In Bayfield, the best place is Maggie's on Moneypenny Avenue. You will not regret it. Best fish I have ever had. So thank you, Linda, for I've heard of Maggie's. In fact, I was at Maggie's once, but not for fish. So thanks for that recommendation. Well, you know, we have a news break coming up, but I'm going to try to get Chad and Appleton on the air before the news. Hi, Chad.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's your favorite place?
From your old stomping grounds, Cinnamon Ash, it's called Club Tavern.
I've heard of it.
So you know how busy it can get on Friday night. I like how they serve the fish fry up on a fish platter. It's pretty cool. And it's about, what is there, like 20 different beers on tap.
You know what?
So it's definitely a great place.
So that is the Club Tavern in Menasha.
Yes.
Sounds good. I will check it out. I've heard of it. I have not been there. So appreciate that suggestion. We'll get more suggestions and more of your recommendations, too, as we talk about the best fish fries in Wisconsin after we check the latest news. We'll get back to more of your Friday night fish fry recommendations and questions in just a moment during this Tell Joy Where to Go hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, March 7th. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. It's Friday, and many of us will find ourselves in most of Wisconsin in dining institutions this weekend, the Supper Club. Writer and filmmaker, our guest, Ron Fayola, shares the history behind the traditional supper club.
They're not unique to Wisconsin, but the Wisconsin-style supper club is unique. I met a supper club group that go on a regular basis to supper clubs. They had a list that they came up with how to define a Wisconsin-style supper club. Number one, prime rib or surf and turf specials every Saturday night. Pre-supper relish tray, preferably served on stainless steel. Christmas lights strung across log structures year-round. Manhattans and old-fashioned cocktails automatically served with brandy. Waitresses that call you hun. Jell-O served as a salad option. Walleye is a regular menu item. No cappuccino ever. All you can eat fried fish on Fridays. And number 10 was grasshopper and pink Cadillac cocktails that are large enough to share. And then they had a trump card. They said if there's a musical trio in the bar that knows how to play the girl from Ipanema, then it's a supper club. Supper clubs began as dance halls, taverns, roadhouses, especially in the rural areas. These were places to gather for weddings and social occasions, and eventually they started to turn into supper clubs. I mean, in the Prohibition era, there were speakeasies, and by the 40s, these places were going a little bit more upscale than a tavern, and it would be a destination for the night. Certain parts of Wisconsin have pockets of supper clubs, which is amazing at how many they have. In the Beloit area, there's several. In Minocqua, if you take like a 30-mile radius, you could hit 25, 30 supper clubs up there. In the Holy Land, next to Lake Winnebago, that's all that's out there, really, are supper clubs. And their only competition is other supper clubs. A lot of these places are haunted, or at least so they claim. One place, Norwood Pines up in Minocqua, when the two brothers that own it now went to buy the place 13 years ago, the bank and the realtor had to tell them that the place was haunted. Turns out this place had a curse put on it by a former owner, and owners ever since were dropping out of trees and getting hit by trains. These guys said, well, we've been here for 13 years, the longest anybody's been here for 12, so I think we broke the curse. And here you are enjoying great food, and upstairs the windows are opening and closing and so on. One place up in Cecil, the Washington Inn, had paranormal investigators come up from Appleton to confirm the fact that his place had a ghost in there. And he was an alcoholic ghost. Apparently, drinks disappear. Just watch your drink when you're at the Washington Inn.
Ron directed the film and wrote the book, Wisconsin Supper Clubs, an Old-Fashioned Experience. You can visit wisconsinlife.org to see pictures of some of Ron's favorites around the state. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and our guest during this hour for this fish fry edition of Tell Joy Where to Go was who you just heard on that Wisconsin Life piece on supper clubs. Ron Faola is the producer and director of the film Fish Fry Night Milwaukee, as well as the book and the documentary Wisconsin Supper Clubs. And we are welcoming your questions for him. We are welcoming your recommendations for me and for everyone. Where do you go for the best Friday night fish fry? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Ron, if you're a Wisconsin supper club, are you doing a Friday night fish fry generally or not?
Oh, of course. You have to.
You have to.
And, you know, that's what people, they want to have their fish fry on Friday, and then supper clubs feature prime rib on Saturday. So if you go both nights, then you can cover both bases. So, but yeah, you know, in the Madison area, the Dorf House in Roxbury, they just got voted number one fish fry in Madison, which is weird because it's 20 miles away from Madison.
Well, and, who voted them number one? Just a poll or something?
Yeah. And they, in fact, they've been number two or number one, you know, for years. So it's interesting that people will consider a place that far away part of Madison's fish fry.
Yeah. Well, I can see it. That is a neat place. And I've been to the Old Fashioned in Madison, which serves Old Fashions and a Friday night fish fry, which I know is super popular. The place is really packed.
That's
a part of the experience, though, too, isn't it? Just having a packed place, and it's not just so much of hurry up, I've got to eat, but you want to socialize and sip on that Old Fashioned while you're waiting for your fish, don't you?
Sure. Waiting at the bar is a Wisconsin tradition. I mean, I think we like sitting there and socializing and having an Old Fashioned, and then you see the food going by, and pretty soon you're ready, you know, you sit down and get your fish fry or whatever you're having, and that's, you know, the old fashioned is just amazing how popular they became, and they really do a great job of using everything from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Buns and the brats and the fish and all their beer is Wisconsin beer. In fact, they said their joke is their one import is Grain Belt from Minnesota. So,
yeah. I know that you have a recommendation for a place that serves food on a Lazy Susan, which is also, I think, almost required for a supper club.
Yeah, you don't see them as much anymore, but the Elias Inn in Watertown, Wisconsin, they have these huge Lazy Susans on Fridays. They load them up with the coleslaw and the potato salad and beans and other things. And then on other nights, they have a different setup. And it's a small little place. There's a bar waiting area in front, and they don't take reservations. So you just kind of have to either get there early or plan to sit and have a few drinks at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a tremendous fish fry, and they'll do a plate called A Little Bit of Everything, which has their fried cod and then some fried chicken. And
it's okay to have chicken on Friday night fish fry night.
I guess, you know, like if you're not, you know, you're doing the me thing, I guess, you know, but it's, yeah, you know, and that's really how a lot of these places started out, was they would serve fried fish and fried chicken because those were cheap and abundant back then, you know. And so that's a still part of the tradition, I guess.
You know, in your piece on supper clubs, and we can talk a little bit about it since supper clubs offer that Friday night fish fry too. The you mentioned the holy land of supper clubs near Lake Winnebago, and I did just see this in the news recently that Calumet County, I believe, was given the permission to call itself the supper club capital of the Midwest or something along those lines.
Yeah, they trademarked that term, and they truly do have, I mean, there's nothing but supper clubs up on that side of the eastern side of Lake Winnebago. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Holy Land because there's so many churches up there. And it, basically every supper club, there's a church down the street. So there's just the only competition these places have are other supper clubs.
Very cool. Let's take some more calls as we have listeners waiting. Jill in Washburn. All right, Jill. Do you have another recommendation for Washburn?
Well, I do. First, I wanted to say about supper clubs and fish fries. One of my favorite memories is the fact that my dad, it didn't matter if we were whiny teenagers wanting to go out and be with our friends. The one thing he adhered to was, hey, we're all going out for a Friday night fish fry. And we had great places like Don and Gigi's in Ironwood and, of course, the golf courses. We had to go to the Elks on Friday night, both in Ironwood and also in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's got a great fish fry at the Elks. Regarding your trip up north, I'd really have to push for the Valhalla Pub and Grub because that's one of our favorites. It's just got good food, good people, good fish. Great steaks, too, on every other night, and just great prices. Friday night fish fries, it was really good fish, but it was more about going out and being with the family. And of that list that you just read off, all the clubs around here, the supper clubs and the fish fries, everything except not everybody has the three trio band.
Yeah. Well, say the name of the place. It was a little fuzzy. I didn't catch the name that you were recommending.
Valhalla, the Pub and Grub.
Okay, Valhalla.
I should probably whisper that because it's one of our best known secrets up here. We don't want to, you know, overcrowd it, but I would recommend it.
Thank you so much.
County C, on your way to the ice cave.
Thank you so much. You know what? We won't tell anybody. Thank you, Jill. We appreciate that. All right. I love that memory, though, too, that Dad said, we're going to go out for Friday fish, and we're going to do it as a family. And so it really was a family tradition, too, Ron.
Yeah, and that was the part of the, you know, and you can bring your children to taverns mm-hmm. in Wisconsin, which that is unique. You can't do that everywhere else. And so it was a good way to get the whole family to get together and have a meal together.
We're talking with Ron Fayola. He is the producer and director of the film Fish Fry Night Milwaukee. And we are talking about the Friday night fish fry. It's really a staple in Wisconsin all year long, but it's even more popular during Lent. And since this is the first Friday of Lent, we thought it was a good time to celebrate the fish fry tradition in Wisconsin. Where do you go for a good fish fry, and what makes it so good? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you have a favorite fish that you like to eat? Is there a side dish that you think is a must with your fish fry? This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Carter, Slades Carter, Abel's Carter, Newburgh Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a fish fry edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Ron Faola. He is the producer and director of the film Fish Fry Night Milwaukee, and we are talking about the Wisconsin fish fry tradition. What makes it a special experience in Wisconsin? Some places to go to get a great fish fry on this first Friday of Lent. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your recommendations, too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Where is the best fish fry in your community, in your opinion, and what makes it so good? Or, for that matter, where have you found the best fish fry anywhere in Wisconsin? Or I guess you can give us surrounding states as well. Ray in Rhinelander is with us. Hi, Ray.
Hi, this is a wonderful program to start off with Friday morning, and we didn't get 20 below last night up in Rhinelander, thank goodness.
Thank goodness is right. What's the weather right now? Is it going to snow or anything today, Ray?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of mix. So when you're on this part of the parallel up here, you never know what you're going to get. It's interesting because you can have 20 below one night and freezing rain and drizzle the next. It's just amazing.
That's what
back to the subject at hand, I would like to recommend the Honey Bear in Eagle River, Wisconsin. It's a really nice, quaint little place. It's kind of like what your host is talking about when fish fries first started in Wisconsin and the atmosphere. This is a little place that it reminds you of when back in the 50s and 60s when you came up north and you came to the little place to eat and stuff. Well, their fish is excellent, you know, and their French fries are excellent. They're homemade. The potato salad, the service. You come in, you sit at this little bar, you wait, and the tables are all through there, and everybody's so friendly and nice. In fact, a lot of different people from all over come to Eagle River, as they do Bayfield, etc., and they're amazed when people like from California or some other state about a fish fry on a Friday night. They just think it's so fantastic. And it's just, and Honey Bear is located on Highway 70 west of Eagle River. And the rest of their food is really good, too. I have a question and one quick comment, and then I'll get off the air. When did fish fries officially kind of start in Wisconsin? You may have covered that.
Yeah, we did.
My grandfather took us up to the Chain of Lakes. We were brought up in Milwaukee. He took us up to the Chain of Lakes in the 60s in Waupaca, and I remember a place on the chain there that had these fish fries that were out of this world. So it's been a family tradition with us. I think it's one of the most amazing things Wisconsin has to offer. So please tell me when it started, if anybody can pinpoint that, and I'll take my comment off here. And thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Great stories. And what about, we did touch on the start, but do we know exactly when this started, Ron?
I don't have a real exact, like, you know, 1922, you know, the first fish fry. But it really came together as the Native Americans had their recipes and what they were doing with fish, and the Europeans came over and settled here, and they were introduced frying and so on, and I think the two got together, and as it went along, and like you said, during Prohibition, it was a way to get people into taverns. It was a cheap meal. So maybe, you know, maybe the 30s are really kind of the starting point of the tradition, as it were, today.
Yeah, my dad, who was bartending up in far northeastern Wisconsin at some establishments, I remember the story he told that fish fry did start in that Prohibition time, and at least at the bars that he was working at, to try to draw customers in. And before that, they didn't have it as a regular, and then they made it. It was something like a nickel, too. It hardly cost any money at all.
Right, yeah.
So we're guessing got really popular in the 30s, Ray. So let's go to Sarah in La Crosse. Hi, Sarah. Sarah, are you there? Oh, I'm sorry. She must have dropped off. She wondered if anyone does catered fish fries. Is that a thing in Wisconsin, Ron?
Boy, I'm sure people do. Well, actually, I do know. There's one of the places that was in the movie, Hog City Grill. They would come out to church festivals and outdoor festivals in the summer, and they would bring their fryers.
Oh.
And it might be 85 degrees out, but people will come out and have their fish fry.
Now we have Bernie in Hurley, who has a recommendation for a fish fry in the UP. Most Wisconsinites in the north hop the border to Ironwood, Michigan for a fish fry at Rigoni's Bar on Ayer Street in Jesseville. Well, all right. Thank you very much, Bernie, for that suggestion. Let's take another call from David in Butternut. Hello, David.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking my call. You're heading up north this weekend. You go through a little community called Glidden, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
There's a supper club there, restaurant, and this dates back in the early 1900s. It used to be an American Legion Hall. There's two floors in it. Downstairs, there's a bar they call the Speakeasy. You can go down there and you could read a book or whatever, and it's real quiet. It's a unique place with rocks behind the bar. It's something you will never see in your life if you don't stop there. Upstairs is where the restaurant is. They have an excellent haddock. You can have it with the family. It's any different way you want it. And when you leave there, you'll be full.
Oh, good. Tell me the name of it again, David. I missed the name.
It's called the Green Lantern.
Okay.
When you come into Glidden, you turn right there, right under Main Street, go across the river, and hang a right, and you'll see it right there on the hill. It's butted up on the side of the hill. They have a dumb waiter. I don't know if you've ever seen a dumb waiter before, but that's where you serve the drinks downstairs. You put them on this little square board. They push a button. It goes up, and the waitress takes the drinks off and serves them to you upstairs.
Oh, that's, yeah. I don't know if I've actually seen one operating, but that's really classic, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, that is. And actually, a dumb waiter was the first term for Lazy Susans, because you didn't have to have an actual person there serving you.
Oh, but then it took on the lazy, because they're totally different apparatus, right?
Right, yeah. But I don't know how it's put over to that.
That's funny. Well, we almost out of time, but because Paul has been waiting, Paul in Middleton, what do you recommend, Paul?
Well, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I'm taking this on the advice of someone who's an artificio of all things fish fry here in the Madison area, who talks about Toby's, which has a very, very, very good reputation. But one night we went over to Villa Tap, and we had their walleye. And another night we had the fried cod. And he said, if not as good, maybe even better than Toby's.
And
I would give a nod to the Villa Tap.
Villa
right there
Tap?
On Packer Avenue.
Villa
Tap.
Okay.
Right, Northport goes into Packer Avenue.
Thank you so much. Gosh, we only have 15 seconds, Ron. Any last words on a good fish fry?
Just pass the tartar sauce. I'm ready.
I am too. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you'll come back and we'll talk supper clubs or fish fries again in the future.
Thank you.
Ron Fayola is the producer and director of the film Fish Fry Night Milwaukee.